This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If you happen to be a customer of U.S. Bank, you might be in line for a refund. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau has ordered the bank to make good with consumers who were charged for identity protection and credit monitoring services that they never got. This will come as a shock, I know, but fraud protection products are sometimes, frauds. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genza reports.
I don't want to make you paranoid or anything, but these days you have to be on the lookout for fraud, even in products that are supposed to prevent fraud. Prentice Cox teaches law at the University of Minnesota.
It's quite an irony that these identity theft products have been consistently found to be sold in a deceptive manner.
In the U.S. bank case, customers were charged for credit monitoring by a company the bank hired called Affinion. Now, you need written permission to monitor a person's credit report. Deb Morris is Deputy Enforcement Director at the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. She says U.S. banks started charging consumers before they signed permission forms the bank sent out. Their credit was never monitored, but Morris says they were charged anyway.
So the Bureau determined that this conduct was an unfair practice and ordered U.S. Bank to repay consumers approximately $48 million.
Neither U.S. Bank nor Affinion would give me an interview, but both sent statements. Affinion says it stopped enrolling people without getting written permission. U.S. Bank says the problem was with Affinion.
No, that's the Bart Simpson defense. I wasn't there. I didn't do it. You can't prove anything.
Edmer Zwinski is a consumer advocate at U.S. PIRG. He says fraud in these anti-fraud products is widespread because they're profitable and banks can automatically charge us once we sign up. Zwinski says, don't even sign up for stuff that's free at first.
The free trial offer only lasts for 3 or 5 days. And if you forget to or fail to cancel, they start billing your credit card on a monthly basis.
Bottom line, as depressing as this is, watch out for fraud, even if somebody says they'll help you for free. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.